Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the Czech Republic at the weekend may have been a success, but the occasion nevertheless prompted some to take a hard look at their own careers in the Church. Speaking to Czech television on Sunday, Cardinal Miroslav Volk, the Archbishop of Prague, whose mandate ends in autumn, cast a harsh eye on his 20 years in office, saying he had achieved very little. Not for lack of trying, he suggested, but often because of a difficult political climate. Jan Wellinger has the details.
Almost none. That is how Cardinal Archbishop Vuk assessed his successes in office over the last 20 years. When first appointed back in July of 1991, a much younger Miroslav Vuk questioned whether he would have enough strength for the tasks ahead, tasks which remain unresolved to this day. Which are they? 1. The restitution of church assets from the state, which remains undecided, although the church and the previous government agreed on a return of one-third of property confiscated by the communists, along with 270 billion crowns in damages. 2. Also unresolved, ownership of Prague's St. Vitus Cathedral, still disputed after 17 years in court. And 3. No treaty signed between the Czech Republic and the Vatican, making the Czech Republic the last country in Europe without one. In an interview with Czech TV's Václav Moravec on Sunday, the cardinal, otherwise in good spirits over Pope Benedict XVI's visit to the Czech Republic, admitted this was his worst nightmare realized.
To je černá můra.
This is what weighs most heavily on my conscience, because de facto, after 20 years on the Czech ecclesiastic political level, I achieved next to nothing. Property restitution has been put on hold, an amendment on the church law has not been passed, St. Vitus Cathedral remains in the hands of the state, and there is no treaty between Prague and the Vatican. I will have to pass these debts on to my successor.
Many observers would argue that the cardinal was unduly harsh in his self-criticism, but not all. When asked about the subject, the number two man in the Vatican, Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone, agreed Cardinal Vuk's words were true. In his own defense, in the Czech TV interview, Cardinal Vuk stressed that political conditions throughout much of his tenure had not been in his favor, and made clear he alone could not be blamed. For years, successive Czech governments, he said, had resisted agreement on issues everything from the Vatican Treaty to restitution.
My success or failure depended on political realities. The Church was always willing to find agreement, of this I am certain. I was there so I can confirm it. But there was never will on the side of the politicians. Now they bustle to get close to the Pope or to have their photograph taken next to him. There was little goodwill on the part of the politicians over the last 20 years. On the contrary, they pushed the Church to the side, saying we shouldn't be economically or politically strong.
It is not known who will succeed Cardinal Vuk in office yet, a move expected by the end of the year. But there is widespread speculation it could be the head of the Czech Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Jan Graubner. As for those unresolved issues, the Vatican's Cardinal Tarcisio Bertone met with the Czech Prime Minister Jan Fischer during the Pope's visit at the weekend, making clear, for example, that the restitution of property was not the issue of the day, given the current economic crisis, and that it would be put on the back burner. A moral standpoint those in the Church, including Cardinal Miroslav Vuk, of course, readily agreed with.
Thanks to Jan Wellinger for that report. And now for something a little bit